This is Barton George, and I'm on the phone with Joyce Stotz. Joyce, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. So can you tell us just a little bit about what it is that you do?
I'm an independent consultant in the areas of project management and process improvement. But one of the things I've been doing recently is working as an adjunct professor for St. Edward's University in its Master of Science in Project Management. This is a program within the School of Management and Business, so essentially it's an MBA for people who have project management interests.
And these people, I think you've mentioned before, are people who are out in the workforce.
Right. We talk about them as practicing professionals.
Okay.
And they vary from just a few years out of college and maybe 5 years in their job to as many as 18 to 20 years. So there's quite a range of experience, which makes it an interesting program because people share their backgrounds and their experiences from the real job world, too.
Cool. And what's the title of your class?
This one that we're interested in here is called Multiple Project and Portfolio Management. It's essentially how to manage portfolios of project work in an organization.
What types of tools do you use in the course?
In the last few months, we've been experimenting with several different new tools. We started working with sort of the classic Office suite and things like Microsoft Project and Visio and Word and Excel and so on. But in the last offering of the course, we put in place two new tools. We took a project portfolio management tool and used some of its features, and we took Blueprint as a way for us to manage the processes we were developing. Because one of the things we do in the course is teach people about the concepts, but we also have them build a full suite of processes as though they were working through project portfolio management for an organization. So they really learn how to knit the pieces together and understand how the roles and responsibilities work for that organization.
And would you have them work on projects then as teams to map out processes?
Yes. We break people up into three-person teams. Over the years, I've found that that's just the right number. You have enough people to have disagreements, but you also have enough people to bat around ideas and really get a good balance. And so they get a set of homework exercises to do around a case study that's kind of complicated, and they work on the processes they need, they work on example data, and they create example reports based on that example data. So they really work through what this Greenway Enterprises organization might need from a portfolio management perspective.
And how were the students' thoughts about Blueprint in general as a tool?
Well, we had an interesting evolution because when we started, we had some very strong advocates of doing things with other tools, mostly Visio. And that's because that's what they were coming from. That was the background they had. So in meeting a new tool, they were trying to adapt it to work the way they had worked in Visio. And so some of the freeform diagramming they could do wasn't working so well in Blueprint. But actually, the most firm advocates of Visio at the beginning of the semester were the most firm advocates of Blueprint by the end. Because the things that they found most helpful were things that were real stumbling blocks for them with Visio.
What specific types of things did they...
Well, they found that maintaining the pair of documents they needed, maintaining a document view and a diagram view, was much easier to do in Blueprint than what they had done before with Word documents and Visio documents. And so taking advantage of the fact that this was a database of information that could be viewed in a number of different ways was incredibly valuable. And we sort of forced them to think about that because we made some changes in the processes as the semester went by. And in the past, when we did things in our prior classes with a wiki with the documentation and Visio diagrams we glued into the wiki, the students got really annoyed with all of that because it was hard to track and make sure they had things consistent. So that was one of the things they really appreciated. Another thing that was very helpful to this group was teams could be collaborating at the same time, looking at the same material, talking about it, watching changes being made by one of their team members, even though they were sitting, you know, in their homes. I think the collaboration features of Blueprint also were fabulous. Much easier than somebody changing something in Visio and emailing it, and then they talk about it. You know, it just takes much less time.
Excellent. So now from here, where do you think your students will then go back to their jobs? And now will you be offering this course again, or will you be doing a different version of this next semester?
It gets offered several times a year, so it's not being offered in the coming semester, but probably the following one, so that we have an adequate core of students who are taking the course. But I fully expect we'll take advantage of Blueprint again, and perhaps even make more use of its abilities early on in the course. We flowed it out a little bit lightly at the beginning of the course and then focused on it toward the end. I think we'll probably integrate it even stronger from the beginning of the course.
Excellent. Well, Joyce, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
You're very welcome.
All righty. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.